sunny weather, the start of the holiday weekend, and the chance to see top-notch tennis prompted thousands of people to come to the Tennis Center in Queens to score tickets to today's U.S. Open matches. Many fans, like Nathan Ehrlich of Brooklyn, stood in long lines only to leave empty-handed.
They said that the only way to get tickets to the grounds is to come on the same day. And to me, that sounds crazy because that means that you can't plan ahead and you can't come and bank on seeing the matches. It just doesn't make sense.
Meanwhile, an announcement was playing over loudspeakers that grounds passes for the day were sold out. A single session attendance record was set today with 37,388 fans in attendance. And if you don't have tickets for the Open this Labor Day weekend, be prepared to watch from the comfort of your living room. So says Nate Chura. Nate is a frequent contributor to Tennis Week magazine, and he's been blogging from the U.S. Open for WNYC. Welcome back, Nate.
Thanks, Isaac.
I want to ask you about getting tickets in a moment, but first, tell us what the field looks like now after 5 days of play.
Well, we got several top women seeds out. Number five, Jelena Jankovic, she lost yesterday. Her grandma died, and after the match, she said her mind just wasn't in it. Also, the number 11 seed, Anna Ivanovic, she lost a couple days. But the big story is the number 4 seed, Elena Dementieva. She was defeated yesterday by overnight American sensation Melanie Udan. She's quite a giant slayer. She defeated Jankovic in the early rounds of Wimbledon this year, so she's got a couple upsets on her resume right now.
Mm-hmm.
The women that are still in, that's Venus and Serena Williams, just like you'd think. And Clijsters is on Armstrong Stadium right now. The men's side's more predictable. The seeds have been advancing like an army. Federer, Roddick, they're through to the second rounds. Murray, who played today, he's looking good. Nadal plays Nicholas Kiefer of Germany later on tonight on Ash.
Well, what can fans expect going forward this weekend? Looks like one matchup to watch will be Udan's third-round match tomorrow against former U.S. Open champ Maria Sharapova.
Yeah, I like Udan's chances a lot. She's got a spunky game. She moves extremely well. She also has good defense. She's also shorter and a little more compact, contrast to Sharapova's big baseline game. She sometimes can be a little off balance. And also Sharapova's serve has been a little off these days, due to shoulder surgery. So she's in there. You got to look for Dinara Safina, the number 1 seed. She's going to be playing tomorrow against the 71st-ranked Petra Kvitova. That could be a good, tough match for Safina. She's been struggling with her serve as well this week. She's got a massively high toss, and it's been windy here in Flushing Meadows.
On the men's side, as you mentioned, Spaniard and world number 3 Rafael Nadal plays German Nicholas Kiefer tonight. What are Kiefer's chances?
They're pretty grim, I have to say. Nadal leads their head-to-head 4-0. Nadal seems to be moving real well after his near 2-month layoff. But he's not a shoe-in for the final. I just want to make that real clear. He could meet up with Joe Wilfried Tsonga of France. He's also aggressive, quick. He's got good touch at the net. Or Fernando Gonzalez. He's the Chilean, and he's playing right here, right now.
What about Andy Roddick's match tomorrow? Roddick is the highest-seeded American, and he faces another American in big server, the unseeded John, is it Isner?
Yes, that's right, and it's going to be a battle of the massive serves. Isner's a 6'9" giant, and he's really picked up his game a lot this year. But he's recovering from mono, so not really sure what's going to happen there. And Andy Roddick certainly means business. He's moving and competing extremely well. And he's breaking out his big new weapon, which is return. Like, for the first time in a long time, he's actually hitting service return winners, and that's really exciting. I think the Wimbledon final, instead of discouraging him, has really fueled him to get back in the mix and maybe win a Grand Slam. Also, don't want to forget to mention, speaking of Wimbledon, Federer is going to play Leighton Hewitt tomorrow. Leighton Hewitt, the last time he won was 2003. So might be a tough day at the office for Hewitt.
So it sounds like some great tennis. And in our last 30 seconds here, we said earlier that tickets are real hard to come by, yes?
Yeah. The report today said they hit record attendance. As you mentioned earlier, the box office is sold out through Labor Day. Tickets are available after that, but best to go to the website. northwestopen.org. If you don't have tickets for Saturday or Sunday, don't come by unless you want to scalp them.
All right. Well, thank you, Nate. Nate Chura is a contributor to Tennis Week magazine. He's been blogging from the U.S. Open for us. Check it out at the news blog at WNYC.org.